News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell said yesterday at the UN Security Council that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war. Carol Balfe is CEO of ActionAid Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Looking at what happened even yesterday, we had a further Israeli airstrike on a UN food distribution centre that left 5 dead and 22 injured. It is hard to disagree with what Josep Borrell was saying.
I mean, I think unfortunately he is just stating fact, and this has been backed up by what the UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food has already said, along with a range of human rights organisations. I mean, the facts just are that Israel is blocking aid into Gaza. It controls access to Gaza and it has blocked aid up until just this week. We're hearing, for example, as Ramadan begins, dates being blocked from getting in because they could be used, the stones could be used as weapons. So there is a trickle of aid getting in, and certainly the north, we have seen this week the first convoy of aid getting in quite some time, but Israel has effectively blocked that. And not only is Israel blocking aid, they've also attacked aid convoys, which puts aid workers at risk and further impedes the distribution. And those attacks have been in the forms of bombs and snipers. And lastly, Israel has destroyed a lot of the food production that might be available for starving and traumatised people in Gaza. So 70% of the fishing vessels have been destroyed. Fishermen are not allowed access to sea. Land has been destroyed by the bombing. So there is a clear pattern here that very much says that the Palestinians in Gaza are being collectively punished. And this is completely in the face of the International Court of Justice ruling, which said Israel had to increase the amount of humanitarian aid getting in.
Well, Carol, they haven't done that, and they seem unlikely to do it in the future until they see their operation as being completed, whatever that operation might be in their own heads. But when we look at the American government saying that they're going to create this pontoon, they're going to be able to get aid in directly to the area, what's to stop the Israelis bombing that?
Well, nothing other than obviously America is a very strong ally and is deeply complicit in the violence and devastation in Gaza. And, you know, really, these are false, elaborate solutions that will not provide the solutions of actually getting aid in at scale. What needs to happen is land access to allow the level of aid getting in. I mean, the talk of airdrops and ports, they are a complete distraction from what needs to happen. And, you know, obviously the Americans will work closely with the Israelis, but it is, you know, they will still control what gets in. And they obviously, they need to feel the pressure to allow aid in. And it is very, very human suffering that is the impact of this.
Is it fair to say the Americans are deeply complicit? They're the ones who are advocating now for this new land bridge to come in. They have been a long supporter of Israel. They have been in an unenviable position because of what Netanyahu is doing. I mean, they're trying now to turn the tide, but I know that we could argue they did more, but are they complicit in the famine?
Well, they have been arming Israel, so that's the first thing that needs to happen.
Israel to defend itself against attack. But I mean, obviously Israel has gone on a particular mission here. I'm not sure many listening right now would say they're fully complicit with this. They're caught in a situation of Israel's making.
So for the last 5 months, America has not called for a ceasefire. America has continued to provide military weapons to Israel. And everybody agrees what happened on October the 7th was absolutely heinous and should not have happened and is a war crime in and of itself. But Israel's response is way beyond self-defense here.
Okay.
And America has not put the pressure needed. And we are at risk of seeing famine declared with the percentage of the population in Gaza. So famine is when it is absolutely too late, when that level of debt, destitution, acute chronic malnutrition is declared, it is too late. And world governments, and particularly America, are complicit in this because they have not done what is needed. This is not a typical humanitarian situation. And I think Joseph Borrell captured this very well yesterday. He said, this is not an earthquake. This is not, you know, a man-made natural, a natural disaster. This is, in fact, man-made. And people can see children dying and starving from hunger. And one in six children in the north of Gaza experiencing acute malnutrition. Thousands more will die.
That famine could be officially declared as early as Monday. Carol Balfe, CEO of ActionAid, thank you for talking to us on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.